Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, teacher Tiffany. In this episode, I'm going to teach you five new English vocabulary words related to volunteering. You got that right. I'm going to help you understand how to speak English fluently and confidently about this topic. Are you ready? Well then, I'm teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Now again, this topic is something that native English speakers speak about on a regular basis. Volunteering is all about giving of your time or resources to help someone else. But what are the words you need to learn in order to speak fluently about this topic? So, I want us to get started with the very first word. The very first word I want you to repeat after me is philanthropy. Good. Again, philanthropy. Excellent. All right, so this is a long word, but it has a very simple meaning. Now, philanthropy, it just means the desire to promote the welfare of others, typically expressed through the donation of time, resources, or money. Now, the key here, once again, is promoting the welfare of others. You care about others. You care about their well-being. For example, in the past, I used to work with what we call pathfinders. It's kind of like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for church. We call it pathfinders. And I was a counselor. And we would take the kids out to volunteer on Sunday mornings to feed the homeless. We cared about the welfare of those individuals. So this is an example of caring about others. Now, philanthropy, once again, is all about caring about the welfare and usually expressing that by giving of your time, your resources, or your money. In English, we say philanthropy. Makes sense, right? Excellent. All right, let's check out the first example sentence. Here we go. The family's philanthropy extended to supporting local schools and community programs. Once again, the family's philanthropy extended to supporting local schools and community programs. Here's the second sentence. Many volunteers engage in philanthropy as a means of giving back to their communities. Once again, many volunteers engage in philanthropy as a means of giving back to their communities. You got it? Excellent. All right, and here we go. The third sentence. The nonprofit organization relies on philanthropic contributions to fund its charitable initiatives. Now, you'll notice that this has a little bit of a different form, right? We have philanthropic, all right? Philanthropic, but it still has the same meaning, all right? So once again for the sentence, the nonprofit organization relies on philanthropic contributions to fund its charitable initiatives. Makes sense, right? So, once again, we have the very first word. After me, the word is philanthropy. Excellent. All right. So now let's move on to our second vocabulary word. Remember, we're speaking about volunteering. All right. So our first word again was philanthropy. And now it's time for us to move to the second vocabulary word. The second vocabulary word is advocacy. Good. Again, advocacy. Excellent. All right. Now, this word advocacy, what does this word advocacy actually mean? It just means public support or recommendation of a particular cause or policy, often involving efforts to influence public opinion or government decisions. Again, public, the key part, support or recommendation, all right? Or recommendation, all right? There's a specific topic, a specific policy, something that you are supporting. In English, we say advocacy, all right? Hey, I believe in this. I want to publicly support it. Advocacy. Makes sense, right? All right, check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first example sentence we have, the organization's advocacy for affordable housing led to positive legislative changes. Once again, the organization's advocacy for affordable housing led to positive legislative changes. You got it? Good. Here we go. Next example sentence. Volunteers participated in advocacy campaigns to raise awareness about social justice issues. Once again, volunteers participated in advocacy campaigns to raise awareness about social justice issues. And finally, effective advocacy requires clear communication and a compelling presentation of the cause. Once again, effective advocacy requires clear communication and a compelling presentation of the cause. You got it? All right, excellent. So once again, our second word is advocacy. Very good. All right, so we have two words so far that we have learned, again, related to the topic of volunteering. The very first word, once again, was? Yes, philanthropy. Excellent. And the second word again? Excellent. Advocacy. Very good. All right, now we're going to move on to our third word, the third word dealing with this topic of volunteering. But don't forget, what I'm teaching you right now, these five English vocabulary words, I actually sent them out via email to thousands of students. Every day from Sunday to Friday, I send out five new vocabulary words related to specific topics in order to help English learners like you speak English confidently and fluently about various topics. If you would like to get this free email newsletter from Sunday to Friday, all you have to do is go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. That's all you have to do. The link is right in the description. All right? So let's move on to the third vocabulary word. The third vocabulary word after me is empowerment. Excellent. Once again, empowerment. Great job. All right, so what does this mean, empowerment? This word just means the process of providing individuals or communities with the resources and tools to enhance their capacity and self-determination. All right? Again, the process of providing individuals or communities with the resources and tools to enhance their capacity and self-determination. In other words, you are giving people the power. You're inspiring them. You're helping them realize how strong and powerful they are. You're giving them the tools they need or the resources. For example, as your English teacher, I hope you are feeling that I am empowering you. You are very intelligent. This is a fact. I am just giving you tools, vocabulary words that will help you speak English confidently about this topic of volunteering. I am empowering you. Makes sense, right? Excellent. All right. So now let's look at some vocabulary words, some sentences using this vocabulary word. Here we go. The very first sentence. The mentorship program aimed at the empowerment of young entrepreneurs in underserved communities. Once again, The mentorship program aimed at the empowerment of young entrepreneurs in underserved communities. Next, through education and skill-building workshops, the organization promotes the empowerment of marginalized groups. Once again, through education and skill-building workshops, the organization promotes the empowerment of marginalized groups. And finally, volunteers contribute to the empowerment of individuals by offering guidance and support. Last time, volunteers contribute to the empowerment of individuals by offering guidance and support. You got it? Excellent. So once again, the third vocabulary word about volunteering we have is, yes, you got it right, empowerment. Excellent. All right. So we've learned three vocabulary words so far. The very first vocabulary word, philanthropy. Excellent. The second vocabulary word, yes, advocacy. And the third vocabulary word, yes, empowerment. All right, now I want us to move to the fourth vocabulary word, another important one. And I want you to repeat after me. Inclusivity. Excellent. Again, inclusivity. Great job. Now, what does this word inclusivity actually mean? This word just means the practice of ensuring or making sure that all individuals, regardless of background or identity, are included and treated fairly. Inclusivity, making sure that everyone is receiving the exact same treatment, whether you are 5 years old or 45 years old, whether you are a man or a woman, you will receive the same treatment. You will receive fair treatment. This is what inclusivity refers to. So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first example sentence. The organization is committed to creating an inclusive environment where everyone feels welcome. Now, again, this has the same meaning, but you see that the end part of the word is a little bit different. So I'm actually going to write another change to the sentence. All right, I'll read both. Okay. The organization is committed to inclusivity. Is committed to inclusivity. All right? So I'll read both. The original. The organization is committed to creating an inclusive environment where everyone feels welcome. Second version. The organization is committed to inclusivity. You got it? Excellent. All right, let's look at the second example sentence. Volunteers actively promote inclusivity by embracing diversity and respecting different perspectives. Makes sense. Here we go. Last time. Volunteers actively promote inclusivity by embracing diversity and respecting different perspectives. You got it? Excellent. All right. Now let's move to the last example sentence. Here we go. Inclusivity is a core value in volunteer-driven projects, fostering collaboration and understanding. Last time, inclusivity is a core value in volunteer-driven projects, fostering collaboration and understanding. You got it? Excellent. So again, number four, inclusivity. Great job. All right. So we have four words so far. Once again, our very first word, what was it? Yes, philanthropy. Our second word? Yes, advocacy. Our third word? Yes, empowerment. And our fourth word? Yes, inclusivity. All right, now we're moving to our fifth word. Remember, five words about the topic of volunteering. Our fifth word is, after me, altruism. Good job. Again, after me, altruism. Excellent. All right, so what does the word altruism actually mean? So this word just means selfless concern for the well-being and happiness of others, leading to actions that benefit the broader community. You are so focused on other people, you don't care about yourself. You care more about other people's welfare, making them happy, making sure they are doing good. This is called altruism. And I think this is something that I focus on as well. I care about you. I care about helping you improve your English ability, your English speaking ability, your English vocabulary database. I care about you. Caring about someone else's welfare more than your own. So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first one. The volunteers' altruism was evident in their tireless efforts to improve living conditions for the homeless. Once again, the volunteers' altruism was evident in their tireless efforts to improve living conditions for the homeless. Here we go. Sentence number two. Acts of altruism, whether big or small, contribute to building a compassionate and supportive society. One more time. Acts of altruism, whether big or small, contribute to building a compassionate and supportive society. And finally, the third example sentence. The organization recognizes and celebrates individuals who demonstrate exceptional altruism in their volunteer work. Last time. The organization recognizes and celebrates individuals who demonstrate exceptional altruism in their volunteer work. You got it? Excellent. So, once again, our fifth word after me, altruism. Good job. So we've had five vocabulary words about the topic of volunteering. The very first word again, philanthropy. Our second word, advocacy. Our third word, empowerment. Our fourth word, inclusivity. And our fifth word, altruism. Very good. All right, now it's time for us to go into a paragraph that includes each of the vocabulary words we just spoke about. The vocabulary words related to volunteering. So I want you to listen very closely as I read this paragraph. Listen for the words and make sure you're able to understand them in the context. Here we go. Volunteering helps communities and brings a sense of fulfillment to those who contribute their time and efforts. At the heart of volunteering is philanthropy, which epitomizes the act of giving. Then there is advocacy. Advocacy amplifies voices, which in turn promotes awareness and influences policies to address systemic issues. You see, volunteering goes beyond mere assistance. It provides individuals and communities with the tools to shape their destinies and effect lasting change. Altruism, the selfless commitment to the well-being of others, underpins every volunteer endeavor. Inclusivity is the cornerstone, ensuring that every individual, regardless of background, gender, race, etc., is welcomed and treated equitably in the collective pursuit of a better society. Therefore, volunteering embodies a holistic approach to a social betterment, where diverse talents and perspectives converge to build a more inclusive, empowered, and compassionate world. Now, I like that paragraph. And I want you to realize that every vocabulary word we learned today was used in this paragraph. Philanthropy, advocacy, altruism, inclusivity, and empowered. These five words will help you speak English confidently and fluently about volunteering so that moving forward, you can speak English confidently and fluently like a native English speaker. Well, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you take the opportunity to use the words you learned today. I can't wait to talk to you in our next episode. But until then, remember to speak English.